this
is
here.
What nature smells like, Melissa.
This doesn't smell like nature.
This is what nature smells like in a very small room with lots of nature.
Ah, oh, there's the dog.
Come here, boy. Come here. Come here, boy. Come here.
Don't tap on the glass.
I'm not tapping. Look at him. He's so happy.
Are you going to be able to get a dog?
I'm working on it.
Brendan, do you even know how to take care of a dog?
Yes.
It's not easy.
I don't know. It's how... Shut up, you birds! I would never get a bird.
I don't like birds much at all.
They just do... They do nothing for me.
What do you think of ferrets?
Ferrets are great because if you lose something in a small tube, you can put them down there and guess they would get it out for you.
That's something I haven't
I don't know how helpful they are, though. The best thing in the store is the dog.
Definitely. That's the cutest dog I ever saw.
Hey, you guys want to pet the puppy?
Can we?
No. Nah, I'm just kidding. Peter, get the puppy out of the pen, please. Peter, the kids want to pet the puppy.
Can I hold the puppy? I hold the puppy, and Brendan pet the puppy.
I'll pet if you hold, and you hold, and I'll pet. We'll hold the puppy.
And then we'll switch. That,
kids.
What?
Brendan.
Yeah.
Want to go first?
Hello, guys. Can I have it back, please?
Melissa?
Whoa, where are you going with?
That's so cute.
I didn't get her a chance to really pet it that much.
He's so sweet.
All right, time for the puppy to go to bed.
Oh, he loves me.
Please.
He doesn't want me to let go of him.
Peter, can I hold it?
Oh, my God, Brendan. You got to get that dog.
Can
he lick your neck? He licked me a little bit. It's so cute when he licked
you. Well, I brushed up against him.
Did he rub his face on your cheek? It's so sweet.
Hey, you guys want to see something really cool?
What is that?
What?
You guys know about the boa constrictor?
You gonna feed it a mouse?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's what they eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, would you mind if I filmed that? I got a video camera, I can go get it.
Why would you want to film that?
Because it's cool, it's nature. Have you ever seen those documentaries?
It's really kind of
disgusting. My God, this is going to be great.
What are we going to use
I see
for?
Like a whole series of nature films, like in captivity
of
here.
Animals eating other animals?
Yes, when animals eat other animals is what it'll be called. And it's about life and death and the struggle of animals and like how fragile the pet. Look at that dead black molly over there. You know what I'm saying?
Peter.
Have you met the cat?
No, I saw it through the window once.
You saw it through the window?
Yeah, but I understand that wasn't really meeting. Okay, I'm happy to meet the cat.
Well, Alexandre, this is Paula.
Let me ask you something. Is there something that's stopping you from saying the whole word?
Alexandre?
Is it Alexandre, but you got busy?
Alexandre.
Alexandre. Okay, and then just stop.
Just stop.
Do you like cats?
I love cats.
Oh, good.
I used to have 9 cats. I only liked one of them, but I had 9. Come here, Alexandre. Oh, did I do that good? Cause
very
I,
nice.
Oh, yes, and the kitty litter needs to be changed every, 20 minutes or so.
Is it, you sift every 20 minutes?
Yes, I have this little slotted spoon.
Does the cat go out at all?
No, we had the bubble for a while, but we're no longer using an indoor cat.
All right, well, I'll do my, we'll keep it indoors as well. Here, kitty.
Try this. Zinny, 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 boo, 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 boo.
With a gun to my head, I wouldn't try that.
Paul, I can't thank you enough.
Sure, it's my pleasure, and I hope, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, but I hope that you will come to the next block party now that I'm doing the cat thing for you.
Oh, we'll definitely consider it.
I don't, because, at the last block party, you had said that you were not available that night, but we could see you through the Venetian blinds, so which kind of made everybody feel a little bit uncomfortable because that meant that you had not been
honest. You know, I don't even remember what night that was, and I am terribly sorry if I offended you. Monkey, do you remember what we were doing that night?
Yes.
I can tell you what you were doing that night.
We were getting the Venetian blinds fixed.
Yeah, he had a hole in them.
And action. As you can see, Mr. Pedroni, the pet store owner, is feeding the mouse. He's lowering it right now into the cage. The mouse is in the cage. The cycle of life in nature, one animal living and another one dying so that the first one can live, but the second one doesn't get that kind of a deal. It's uh-oh. Oh, God, that snake really got him. Oh, my God.
Oh,
now it's...
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Ew.
Oh.
Ew.
Again.
Oh, Brendan, you know what?
What?
I gotta get the baby cleaned up. And will you do me a favor? I forgot to feed the Peabody's cat.
Mom, I don't want to go over to the Peabody's house.
Brendan, please help out. The key is under the plastic fake rock that's right beside the welcome mat.
Right.
Just flip that rock over, grab the key.
Right.
I so hope criminals are not listening to this.
Right.
Okay, oh, and then that's the other thing. Can you please go in and sift the litter box?
Oh, Mom.
Brendan, I'm asking for a little bit of help here. Remember, it'll kind of be like maybe if you had a dog, I can see. I'm willing to use this.
Can we get a chocolate lab?
Yes, chocolate lab.
Lab is short for Labrador.
Chocolate Labrador.
Chocolate Labrador. Chocolate Labrador. Can I get this in writing?
You know what? We're going to use the honor system. Brendan, quick like a bunny, right now.
Woof. Should I pet the cat or anything, you think?
You know what? If you can pet the cat, go ahead. I find it a little snooty.
That's what I hear about this cat.
Yeah, Alexandre.
Is that what it's called?
Alexandre.
Alexandre.
I don't know. What letter. You're supposed to stop. You know what? You're a little chip off the old block there, huh?
Okay, I've just entered the Peabody's home. This is what... Hey, Alexander.
Alexander.
Cat hates me. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here's an animal that, in its normal wild habitat, would probably be eating mice, but now we're feeding it what appears to be gravy and lard. But we're saving a lot of mice from being killed by domesticating cats. Another thing is that now we've begun to clean up after animals when they use the restroom, which is a thing that they are not accustomed to having happen in the wild. This cat, I don't know... Oh, God. The cat looks like it's been eating rubber bands and ribbons. What a strange relationship man and animals have. Whoa, 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 whoa! Ah! Here, kitty. Here, boy. Here, kitty! Oh! I'm in trouble! Here, kitty, kitty. Here, you stupid cat.
Brendan.
Here, kitty! Yeah, hey, Mom.
Hey, I think here, you stupid cat isn't gonna cut it.
You should have heard what I was saying before.
Honey, it's not your fault. Please don't worry.
Mom. Yes, it is my fault. I lost the cat, and if we don't get the cat, then there's no way in hell you're gonna buy me a dog.
I'll tell you something. These people will not be coming to the next block party.
Mom, that's the least of our problems.
No, it isn't, because we need somebody to bring a covered dish. Honey, you know I don't cook. All I can ever bring is chips and napkins to a potluck.
Ah, boy. What time is it?
It's 5 minutes after the last time you asked. It's 8:10.
Okay.
There it is over there. Do you see it?
Where?
I was kidding.
Oh, Mom.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm kind of...
Oh, that's not funny.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm trying to pick your spirits up a little bit. I never... You know, you're so upset about this cat thing, and it's really not your fault. I am the adult. I am the one who should have taken care of it.
No.
You know, there's a place in the cat's mouth where it doesn't have any teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the side, so that when you go to give it a pill, you can kind of pop your fingers through that hole and then pull its jaws open.
What kind of pills are you giving cats, Mom?
Well, when I had cats, they took antidepressants, and the vet never seemed to notice the rate at which those cat pills disappeared.
Right.
You know what? I shouldn't be talking this way with you. This is not appropriate mother-son talk. Sometimes, you know what, honey?
What's that?
Sometimes I forget that you're just a little kid, you know? Sometimes, because I think we get along so great.
Yeah.
That sometimes I just forget you're a kid. Don't let me forget.
I know. Mom, can you buy me some alcohol this weekend?
I'm happy to, sweetie.
Let's get drunk and forget about the cat, Mom.
Honey, I am.
Oh, my God.
What cat?
Cat's name is Alexandre.
How do you say it?
Alexandre.
Alexandre.
That's French.
It is French. It's Alexandre.
It's a white cat?
It's a white cat.
Is that it?
No, but that is a cat, Jason.
Okay, good.
Melissa, do you have the horn?
So we meet back here.
If I find the cat, I'll blow the horn.
Okay.
And I have a whistle.
Did anybody find anything?
No, I still didn't find the cat.
I didn't find any cat.
I found this pair of sunglasses.
Those are nice.
Yeah.
They look good on you, Jason.
I yelled out Alexandra's name a bunch of times, but my family had a cat, and cats don't come when you call.
Right, they don't.
So I don't think you'll ever find it.
Anybody find anything?
Look what I found.
What is
Jason,
that?
Jason, what is that?
dentures.
Ew.
Get those out of your mouth, Jason. That's disgusting. Jason, that's terribly unhealthy.
I'm an old man.
Brendan, we could probably use those in one of your movies.
Okay,
what are you young kids doing?
Right, he's an old man.
So
I get
scary.
It. Yeah, that's really funny. Okay, yeah, that's...
Wait, put the sunglasses on with the dentures.
They taste like old man's mouth.
We are here to study the kittens, to study their every move. Hopefully we can learn something from these cats that can help us catch that cat that I lost. They're not doing too much.
A lot of them are sleeping.
Let's kind of get in closer. Cats are sleeping. Cats are... That one's awake. Now it's asleep.
They're so cute.
Yeah. Where's the cat?
Don't yell at the cats, Brendan.
Where is the cat?
I'll hold the picture and you staple it up, okay?
All right.
Did you draw this yourself?
Yes.
It looks good.
Thank you. You know, I don't think this is doing anything. I think it's too late. I mean, it's 2 days. We would have found the cat by now. This is stupid.
Brendan, don't take that kind of attitude. You gotta feel like you've done everything you can.
It's probably got hit by a car or something.
Don't think that way. I'm telling... These pictures will really help. You're doing the right thing. Brendan, is that the cat?
I think that is a cat. Yeah, wait. Hey, kitty. Hey, kitty cat.
Brendan, that cat doesn't look so good.
Shh, don't talk. You're kitty cat. Okay.
Brendan, that doesn't sound like a cat.
You're just a scared little kitty, aren't you? You're just all you...
Brendan... That's not how a cat's supposed to sound.
That cat, I think there's something wrong with that cat.
I think we should just leave it alone.
Alexandra? Ow! Melissa!
Yeah?
I've tackled the cat! Get a box or something!
A box?
The cat's got its teeth stuck in my arm! It hurts!
Hold your arm straight out!
But I'll lose the cat!
It doesn't look like it's gonna let go.
Oh, wow, you're right.
Was anybody else besides your son here bitten by the cat?
No, not to the best of my knowledge.
Did you see the cat attack?
No, I didn't. They were off.
Because those things are fun to watch. No, I'm seeing definitely signs here that we've got a rabid cat on our hands. And the first...
Oh, my God.
Well, there's actually no reason to panic. I mean, rabies
is not... I'm not panicking, but we're not used to having rabies in the family.
I can certainly test the cat for rabies.
How do you...
What we should do...
How do you do that? A series of questions? How do you test the cat for rabies?
Well, actually, even though I can communicate with animals...
Uh-huh.
I cannot ask the cat if he has rabies
right. And
get an honest response.
Because the cat will fake it?
Actually, on this small one, what we do is we like to euthanize the cat and then take a sample of brain tissue.
Oh, man.
All right.
But now, Miss Small, I think what we need to do with Brendan here is get him... To a doctor, a physician.
Yes.
Do
okay.
you have a physician?
We have a physician.
Well, you should contact him and get Brendan right over there and get him vaccinated for rabies.
Okay.
Then you and I can deal with the cat.
Okay, Brendan.
So wait a minute, you're going to kill the cat?
We don't actually call it killing the cat, Brendan. We call it making cotton candy. We whip up a good old batch of cotton candy. How about that, Brendan? Do you love cotton candy?
Wait a minute. Just before, I have a couple of questions. Just please. Is there any way to keep the cat alive and just let it be rabid for a while?
You can't just let the cat be rabid.
Just until the Peabody's get home. Can we just keep it alive?
Brendan, you know what? I think it's really sweet
to
keep the cat alive.
This is not your cat.
This is somebody else's cat. No.
Where are the owners of the cat?
They're on vacation.
Oh, so you're taking care of
the
cat.
It's the Peabody's. Well, not good care, but yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brendan.
So that's going to be a sweet hello when they come home. You know what I'm saying? I will do here is observe the cat for 24 to 48 hours to see
Doctor?
If he is rabid.
Doctor?
Yes, Brendan.
I want you to take me, too.
Brendan, honey.
No, Mom,
no, that's
no.
a common reaction.
No.
It's small. The children usually do feel very guilty.
It's my fault. I should go down with the cat.
And I'll tell you something. We have ways to deal with this. Brendan, have a lollipop. All right?
That is genius.
Thank you.
Absolute genius.
What's your favorite flavor, Brendan? No, there's no cure for rabies as of yet. So what we do here is we have to put the cat to sleep.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Put to sleep for how long?
You're going to kill Alexandre?
Well, we don't like to call it kill. With kids, we call it making cotton candy.
Monkey, hold my hand.
All right. I like the cotton candy thing.
Well, in that case, then we're going to make some cotton candy with Alexandre. If you'd like to be with the cat during its final moments, that is fine. You'll have to, of course, stay behind the glass barrier because, as you know, the cat is rabid and we do have to take precautions. We restrain the cat. We have these cute little buckles that we put around it. And
those are cute.
Yeah. It's funny. When everything's animal-sized, it's much cuter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neither of them will come to the door. They'll just talk on the intercom thing. Yeah, no, I try to bring food. I brought Butterfingers one day, I brought Cracker Jacks, and they just, I mean, they won't even open the door, I guess. Okay, I read about a pet cemetery. I was thinking that I would foot the bill for a service. Oh, no, I think they have an urn. Yeah, they provide the person to say the words, which I can't remember what that would be called, and you also get some doilies. I'm doing this out of sheer guilt. Even if I never have to deal with her again, I'll know in my own heart that I did what I did.
We are here today to celebrate the memory of a truly beloved cat, Alexandre Peabody, son of Poopy and Kite, a good, good kitty. He is in the place where all cats go, a small subdivision of animal heaven called Whiskerville, where the rivers flow with milk and the trees are filled with tuna. Montgomery and Bunny, without this cat in your lives, you will notice yourselves ultimately buying a lot less cat food. It is our curse as human beings to outlive our beloved feline friends. We must say goodbye, feel sad, and finally, get another kitty. A different kitty to love and pet and clean up after. It is the cycle of kitties. A moment of silence, please, for Alexandre.
Everything would have happened nicely if I hadn't done anything with the cat.
That's not true. It would have happened to somebody else. It was bound to happen one way or the other.
I don't think that's true. I think if I had not tried to feed the cat, then the cat would have stayed in the house and not gotten rabies and could have lived another 10 years.
Now that you put it like that, I can really see that.
But it's my mother...
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, me.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, boy. Mommy hit the Peabodys.
Damn it.
Are they dead?
They're not... No.
No, they're moving. Oh, man.
But is everybody okay?
Everyone's fine. They're pissed off, you know.
Yeah. Well, they know it was an accident.
Yeah, that was an accident.
I mean, the whole thing was an accident.
Yes.
You know, Brendan, you should try and do something to make them feel better and to make yourself feel better about it.
I'd like to do that.
Maybe something to help them remember Alexandre.
I had a couple of things.
Give me your ideas. I'll tell you what you should do.
I was going to clean their car.
Not good. Next.
Oh, wait. I know. I have this thing in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this long jump thing, and every day I get a little bit further.
Yeah.
Now, if I bring that out to the front of their yard, and I start like a walk-a-thon kind of a thing, I'll have people pledge money.
Brendan, I don't think the jump-a-thon
the Brendan small
idea.
Jump-a-thon.
Maybe there's something else you could do.
Okay.
Focus more on something that you can give them that they could keep.
Yes. Good idea.
All right.
Good,
focus
good.
On that.
I'm going to. What's the one thing you've learned from treating animals over all these years?
Well, I guess the one thing I've learned is that being a vet is not great. I guess what I learned from all this is that the search is the most important part. Right? Like Brenda, when we found the cat, it had rabies. So the lesson is that when you search for something, don't find it. Because when you find it, it has rabies.
Although it is a cliche to see a kitty playing with a ball of yarn, it's cliche for a reason. A ball of yarn is fun. It's something humans never figured out. Humans never saw the beauty in a ball of yarn. They tried to make it into things. Sweaters, blankets. But the cat knew all along that it was good as it was.
Brendan, that really was very sweet.
It was awfully nice of you.
Very, very nice.
You guys patronizing me, or you really like this?
No, I liked it very much.
Really?
Yeah. No,
you don't think it was a little heavy-handed with the music and everything?
No, it was very nice, honey.
Thank you.
It was a very lovely job.
Thanks. Mr. and Mrs. Peabody, can I get that tape back? Because it's my only copy.
Oh,
yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Gee, again, I'm really, really sorry about the car. I'm probably not going to be able to make a film about it the way that Brendan did. But...
In my hand, I have a mouse. It cost me $3.95, and I'm going to eat this mouse. I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding, no. The reason I have this mouse is because I want this mouse to live. I'm saving this mouse from the snake. This guy's gonna come home with me, because this is the only thing I can do. This is what it's come down to. This mouse represents everything to me that can be saved. Uh-oh. Okay,
wait, no.
Okay, oh god, okay.
It went under the...
Oh, man.
Over there.
Oh, cut.
It's near the dog bone.
Hold on. No. Let me... There,
He's so fast.
Let the snake find it.
Oh, man. Here we are at Patty's plants. I'm getting this plant here. I was going to get that plant over there, but apparently that needs a lot of attention. So I'm getting this cactus. The cactus is known for its loyalty and its obedience. Let me put this down here. Stay. Good cactus.
The music or the lyrics first?